in the Wall Street Journal, The Danger of the Hackable Car by Chester Dawson. As cars go increasingly digital and connected, cybersecurity experts worry that they also are becoming a lot more vulnerable. Hackers may have a new target in their sights, one that's just as central to everyday life as computers are, our cars. As vehicles fill up with more digital controls and internet-connected devices, they're becoming more vulnerable to cyber criminals, who can hack into those systems just like they can attack computers. Almost any digitally connected device in a car could become an entry point to the vehicle's central communications network, opening a door for hackers to potentially take control by, for instance, disabling the engine or brakes. There have only been a handful of successful hacks on vehicles so far, carried out mostly to demonstrate potential weaknesses, such as shutting down a moving car and taking control of another's steering. But security experts paint a grim picture of what might lie ahead. They see a growing threat from malicious hackers who access cars remotely and keep their doors locked until a ransom is paid. Cybercriminals could also steal personal and financial data that cars are starting to collect about owners. Or they might get even more ambitious. Some experts warn of a day when millions of fully internet-connected vehicles will be at risk of being hijacked remotely. A mass attack could be catastrophic for the self-driving cars of the future, especially if those cars don't have steering wheels or other backup systems to let drivers take manual control. Now, the auto industry and lawmakers are rushing to meet these threats. Congress is proposing new standards that car companies must meet to guard against cyber attacks. Car makers are beefing up their software to make their vehicles tougher to hack, as well as reaching out to benevolent hackers to help them identify potential security flaws. While there are disagreements among manufacturers and cybersecurity experts about the exact magnitude of the possible threats, there is a widespread consensus that action is needed immediately to minimize risks. Cyber intrusions have given automakers a wake-up call over the past 5 years, says Phil Jansen, Fiat Chrysler's Vice President for North American Product Development. It has caused us to rethink how we set up architectures for vehicle electronics. The new vulnerability comes as automakers are increasingly using software to control features and functions that have long been dominated by hardware, such as braking, gear shifting, and throttle control. It represents a seminal break from the mechanical hydraulic systems of the recent past, one that began with the introduction of electronically controlled fuel injection in the late 1960s. Software is rapidly replacing hardware, says Colin Bird, a senior automotive industry analyst at IHS Market Limited. More than 50% of a car's value today is defined by software, and that is continuing to increase. The digital features go far beyond rudimentary diagnostic monitoring systems standard in most cars on the road. Newer cars have modems enabling internet connectivity. Today, these are mostly used for entertainment, but they are fast evolving into portals for software upgrades of critical systems and for sending data to cloud computing networks. Even older models can be retrofitted with Wi-Fi routers and Bluetooth modules that create wireless networks in and around a car, enabling drivers to do things like answer phones hands-free, determine how many miles are left in the tank before the next refill, and stream videos to the children in back seats. Cybersecurity experts say this has made cars far more personal computers with all the vulnerability that comes with that. Yet, until recently, network security was largely treated as an afterthought. The systems were designed to give auto mechanics access to a car's functions, not fend off criminal hackers. A handful of widely publicized attacks has demonstrated that vulnerability, including a 2014 incident involving a Jeep Cherokee. Hackers looking to point out potential vulnerabilities found a password to a Wi-Fi hotspot and cellular connections used in the Jeep's central display and entertainment system. From there, they accessed the car's internal computer network and took control of functions ranging from the door locks and window wipers to electronically assisted steering. That prompted the recall of 1.4 million vehicles by Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and served as a warning to the industry that car networks are no longer islands unto themselves. Earlier this year, researchers at Argus Cybersecurity Limited remotely shut down a car's engines using a Bluetooth-enabled device that monitors engine performance and downloads vehicle data made by German auto parts supplier Robert Bosch GmbH. The company says the device was in limited distribution and that it immediately sent out a patch to fix the flaw. Separately, Bosch said this month that it has developed an encrypted standard for over-the-air software upgrades in vehicles. Last month, cyber sleuth at security provider Trend Micro Incorporated disclosed a flaw in almost all cars from the past 30 years that makes any number of safety features, such as anti-lock brakes, vulnerable to attack. First, however, hackers need to gain access to a car's internal communications network by compromising a device connected to it, such as smartphone or USB adapters. But once inside, researchers found they could shut down critical systems relatively easily by mimicking or spoofing error messages on the central communications network standard in most cars. No simple fix. There's no simple fix, says Mark Newman-Coven, Vice President of Cloud Computing Research at Trend Micro. This kind of internal network was never meant to be connected the way it is now. Another immediate concern for safety experts is customer data. Automakers are setting up cars to collect and transmit a wealth of detailed information, such as the auto's location, speed, and even the driver's alertness. In other words, how, where, and in what condition someone drives.